From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Glad that you joined us on this live Sunday edition, the 20th day of February 2011, because you're going to get a full spectrum analysis breakdown of the state of the world economically and geopolitically today. What's happening in the Middle East, what's happening in North Africa, demonstrations now in Ohio, Wisconsin, Washington State, and where all of this is going. These are legitimate protests and true grassroots demonstrations. But the point is, you notice it's all suddenly been triggered. And a lot of that is once people see demonstrations in one country and they're unhappy, they start demonstrating in the next. But it's on record that George Soros' interest have been financing the domino effect that we have seen now in Tunisia and then in Egypt and now spreading to Libya, Yemen, Saudi Arabia, Jordan, the list goes on and on. And so they know that there's already the climate there. It's already a tinderbox for rebellion, legitimate rebellion against all these dictators who have been, by the way, U.S.-backed. Why is it all coming now? And so we're going to be discussing that. And for years, we've been telling you this is coming. It's not like we're just here now that it's happening, telling you what we think is happening. We told you what's been going on, and I haven't even tooted our horn to go over this, but I'm going to go over it. Here are our reports. Here's one, December 16th, 2008, PrisonPlanet.com. Army strategic shock report says troops may be needed to quell U.S. civil unrest during the coming economic collapse. Same thing out of the British internal reports. U.S. troops and homeland crowd control patrols. Americans buying guns in preparation for civil unrest. Washington Post, 20,000 more U.S. troops to be deployed for domestic security. And then I've got the London Guardian reports here. Revolution, flash mobs, and brain chips, a grim vision of the future. And we have the 90-page report put out now 4 years ago by British Ministry of Defense that this article is reporting on, talking about exactly what would happen. They knew exactly what was coming. That is all coming up. Obviously, 300-plus shot now in Libya. Reports of a bunch of people shot in Bahrain. We have horrid on-the-ground video of a bunch of people being machine-gunned, being shot by government snipers, both machine-gunned and shot by snipers. It's just all happening as these dictators try to hold on. And this is a system where the globalists aren't in control of it. They just help to nudge it and trigger the chaos. And that's what the system wants, is order out of chaos. And so I'm going to be breaking that down after the break. Also, rebellion going on now in China. Huge crackdowns there that mirror the type of political dissident roundup we could see here in the U.S. if we go into a hotter form of police state martial law. That is all coming up today. After the break, I'm going to get into it all in details. Also, I've seen the news make fun of me the last few years for talking about the Pentagon developing artificial hummingbirds that have video cameras in them and audio and surveil you, artificial dragonflies. All I was doing was going off Pentagon public research reports and funding with major universities and private institutions, and I get made fun of a lot for that. Kind of like I told you 15 years ago, they're taking babies' blood secretly at birth for a Pentagon database. Now it's mainstream news, but still Media Matters makes fun of us for talking about it. Here's the LA Times. See, they're counting on your ignorance. It's a bird. It's a spy. It's both. The Pentagon's artificial hummingbird drones. Here's Wired Magazine, video, Pentagon's robo-hummingbird flies like real thing. It's all coming up. But then I'm the weirdo for talking about it 5-6 years before it happens, see? And then even though it comes out mainstream news later, I'm still the weirdo. Kind of like the surveillance blimps Homeland Security launched 8 years ago. Now they're just now announcing it to the slaves. But I'm still a kook for telling you about it. This isn't working, is it? People are waking up. We'll be right back. Lock yourselves in. It's going to be power-packed.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
It is Sunday, the 20th day of February, 2011. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours, as we are every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, 5 to 7 Eastern. That'd be 2 to 4 Pacific, 3 to 5 Mountain, or in your time zone, wherever you're listening around the world. And then I come back weekdays, of course, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. One of the hardest working guys in radio, because the stakes are so high, rescuing Western civilization from the onslaught of the collectivist globalist and all of their allies. Okay, here's what I'm going to do. We have a tendency to not toot our horn here. And I don't go back over a lot of the things we've predicted and laid out and broken down in the past, because I'm so busy always covering what's currently unfolding and what I believe the next steps are going to be. But I thought today I would just direct listeners to take notes and to not believe a word I say and to check it all out for yourself. I have probably done more than 100 radio broadcasts in the last 4 years detailing how the Glass-Steagall Acts, destruction of the dollar worldwide, how the derivatives, devaluation of currencies worldwide, not just the dollar, would trigger commodity prices to surge, putting pressure on the poorest people in the world and leading towards grassroots insurrection, rebellion, revolution, whatever name you want to give it. And it doesn't take a rocket scientist to know that. That's common sense economics and societal research, anthropology, sociology, basic consumer psychology to understand that. But we've been sure of government preparation, not just in the U.S., but in every major country, in the last decade plus, towards a type of martial law. Checkpoints on street corners, biometric face scanning, fingerprint scanning to buy and sell. And how did we know that all of this was coming? Well, we historically knew that when currencies were devalued, whether it was Weimar Germany leading to Hitler, or whether it's what's happened in Zimbabwe with currency devaluation, or Argentina. We've seen this story unfold many times. But we also saw massive militarization of police, massive erosions of the 1878 law, barring military engaging in law enforcement action against citizens, as they get rid of the Posse Comitatus Act. As we now watch the John Warner Defense Authorization Act in 2007, passed by Congress, openly funding the creation of a 10 governor-controlled region under FEMA, circumventing the state sovereignty, violating the 9th and 10th Amendment. I mean, there were hundreds and hundreds of signposts. Tyranny is about robbing you of your pension funds. It's about debasing your currency. It's about insiders engaging in economic warfare and getting away with it because they have an oppressive regime in place to ensure that you can't ever get control of your government. What did the founders put in there so that we could, when the government became destructive of the general welfare of the public, violating the Bill of Rights? They put the 9th and 10th Amendment. What does the John Warner Defense Authorization Act? What does the President's Governors Council of 10 governors? What does Brigade Homeland and the Pentagon's now deployment of troops on the streets of America, quietly acclimating the public to full occupation? What does it have to deal with? The destruction of our economy and then the offering of a world government global SDR cashless currency system as the solution to the crisis that the New World Order itself created. Now, if we go back to 2007, this is when we really became certain of what was happening. The London Guardian ran the headline, "Revolution, Flash Mobs, and Brain Chips, A Grim Vision of the Future." And it goes on to talk about what is in a British Ministry of Defense secret report that the government then decided to release to the public. And, of course, I have mirror image reports from the U.S. perspective saying the same thing. Here is that report. You can just search this term, the future strategic context for defense, a lesson from history. And it is a 90-page report by the Ministry of Defense in England. Here are some of the U.S. reports that are public. Army Strategic Shock Report says troops may be needed to quell U.S. civil unrest. Purposeful domestic resistance would require military to rapidly determine the parameters of defining the legitimate use of military force inside the United States. I have been to these urban warfare drills in 99, in 98, in 97. Before it was made public what they were drilling for, I went to the drills. In some cases, had military threaten to arrest us, and that's all on tape in Police State 2000, Police State 2, the takeover, Police State 3, total enslavement, where Marines walk up with guns and tell our camera people, turn it off, on the streets of America, as they're practicing going door to door and confiscating guns. Just a year ago, I had an Army colonel on. Saw him in the newspaper in Arcadia, Iowa. They were training for door-to-door gun confiscation. It said it in the paper. I got him on the air. He admitted it. They've been so acclimated that this is normal that they'll even come on your show. They'll even tell the local paper. They'll even come on this radio show and tell us about it. And if you want to watch it, it's in my film Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, that came out last year. And you don't have to buy the DVD, by the way, at Infowars.com. Just Google or search engine the term Police State 4, Rise of FEMA. You can watch the two-hour film for free, with the great soundtrack for it of good old Shooter Jennings, Waylon Jennings' son. Very powerful music. I just thought I'd throw that little caveat out there for you. So when we come back from break, I want to calmly walk through all of this because we saw the Pentagon reports. We already knew about it from going to their drills. We didn't need to read their secret reports. When they had role players in major U.S. cities like Oakland screaming, I'm an American, don't put me in a camp, or I have rights to own a gun, and fake interrogations where the role players say, I got my gun, I got my stuff in San Francisco. Then I'd watch the Marines go out and tell CNN, oh, we're training for Macedonia. But then I'd go watch the drills. It was for here in America. Well, now all of the denial is over because they admit this is for here in the United States. Now, why is this so important, and why am I going to go over this history and how we laid out everything that was going to happen? Because you now see rebellion forming in China. You see rebellion exploding all over the Middle East and North Africa. 300 reportedly shot dead, according to AP, in Libya. A bunch of people shot dead, and we have incredibly shocking video of that in Bahrain. People getting shot dead all over the place in the Middle East. Here in the United States, we have people now protesting more and more in Washington State, in Wisconsin, in Ohio, and it's spreading. And we have the governor of Wisconsin, regardless of where you stand on this, saying we've got the National Guard standing by. He said that back on Monday. So the point is government is ready. Government has prepared for this. Government knows they're introducing an economic developments and an economic atmosphere that is going to cause people to demonstrate and to riot and to protest. Now, in the case of the U.S. and Western Europe, it's not as egregious as half the population in places like Egypt on $2 a day or less, where it's a starvation issue. Though some do go hungry in America, that's on record. It's people being told, we're going to cut your pay, and we're going to make you invest more in your pension fund, which, by the way, you'll never see. Regardless of what you think of those individuals, you could cut all of the unions, get rid of all their high pay. You could get rid of all of the pensions, everything. We've had economist after economist on breaking this down. Even the Washington Post admits it. And you could never pay off any of the 1.5 quadrillion, 1,500 trillion, that the banks have gotten Congress to sign on to. That's their giant derivatives bubble. So get that straight. They've got the conservatives going good. Cut all those lazy union people's money. Fire all these teachers. But when you do that, understand it doesn't pay off the fraudulent debt to the banksters. This has all been orchestrated, and we're going to break it down.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Oh.
Some men you just can't reach. So you get what we had here last week, which is the way he wants.
So he gets it.
Well, he gets it.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Look at you, young man. Okay, my friends, we're back live. Thanks for tuning in on this Sunday edition. Let me simplify it and then go through the details. There is a global private banking cartel that has bought off almost every country on Earth. Any other nation that the UN calls rogue, a lot of them are run by dictators, because that's the state of government on the planet. But any country they call rogue is a nation that they don't control. Then there's also countries that the globalists, through financial aid, are dictators or run by plutocrats. But they're also now being overthrown because they're dictators and their people are angry. But Google and George Soros and the UN and the State Department are on record admitting that they helped trigger the rebellion that was already right under the surface in North Africa and the Middle East. Now, with over 300 shot in Libya, total bedlam, Bahrain, people being machine gunned and shot down the streets, protests popping up all over the U.S. This is not my opinion that this was coming. We laid out year after year this was coming and that it was going to be triggered. How do we know this? Because of the Council on Foreign Relations reports we've covered, because of the Rebuilding America's Defenses 2000 report put out in September of 2000, written by Dick Cheney, where they laid all this out, because of the British Ministry of Defense report 2007, because of the Pentagon 2008 report, the reports I just mentioned and gave you the headlines on. And then I read you the headlines where we wrote about it and talked about where it was going to happen. And The Economist and financial experts that we've had on, Mark Faber, Webster Tarpley, Gerald Celente, Max Kaiser, Dr. Paul Greg Roberts, former head of the Treasury under Reagan. The list goes on and on. We're not even that smart to be able to tell you this. What we're telling you is 100%. It's on record. And so 12 years ago in 1999, the Democrats and Republicans together got rid of Glass-Steagall. And through Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan, the two big banks running most of this, they got rid of similar laws in Argentina. They got rid of similar laws in countries in Africa, in other areas of Europe, where the banks, the private banks, the inside mega banks, couldn't just loan out $10 or 10 euros for every dollar or euro they had on deposit. They could loan out unlimited. Just made up digits in their computer. Now, that allowed them to get a corner on the global market, to drive up prices in key areas, in commodities they control, and to consolidate power. Now, on the way down, they hold our economies hostage, like 2.5 years ago. Then Secretary of the Treasury Paulson told Congress in closed-door sessions, we broke it here with congressmen on air. Brad Sherman and others, the media for 2 weeks said we were liars, that it wasn't even Brad Sherman we interviewed, until it later broke, weeks later, that indeed Congress was threatened in closed-door meetings with martial law if they didn't give the bankers total control to have unlimited money. And we haven't gotten new numbers in a year. A year and a half into this looting, it was $28 trillion of taxpayer money given to the private bankers, and then we have congressional hearing after congressional hearing after congressional hearing where the private Federal Reserve is asked and the Treasury is asked, where are these trillions? And they say, not gonna tell you. You want to see those clips? It's in the Obama deception. It's in Fall of the Republic, films I made in the last 2 years. They're free online. Multi-hundred-thousand-dollar films to make, free. Go watch them. Go see them. Say it. This is so incredible. So they know what they're doing. Then, about 14 months ago, the IMF, the World Bank, the big global government private consortiums for the Bank of England, the Bank of Germany, the private Federal Reserve, they go in and order the Middle East, Latin America, Africa, Asia to cut government welfare so that more of the tax money can be paid into the 1.5 quadrillion in derivatives. Because the bankers have gotten us to tie ourselves to their debt, to their big debt bubble they use to buy up the world. Or they threaten to fully pull the plug on the economy. And so they come to the governments and say, you will cut the food stamps in Egypt. And there they physically hand out the food. Half the population on $2 a day or less, literally many of them starving. You will cut the food allotments in Saudi Arabia. You will cut the food allotments in areas of Asia, in Latin America. Of course the people start rebelling. And then now the London Telegraph, the Associated Press admit 3 weeks ago, George Soros, the Open Society Group, they're all in there. Google sends one of their top people to run the operation in Egypt, the most populous Arab nation, Muslim nation, to trigger other countries to go into rebellion. The people have legitimate grievances, legitimate beefs. It's real that they're angry. It's real that they have incredible courage to go out and be machine gunned on the street. In fact, for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, let's roll in the background with audio. People in Bahrain with the royal family ordering the military to open up on peaceful protesters. We'll play that audio and video as I speak here. This is incredible. We're sorry to have to show this to you. It's also up on the Drudge Report if you want to find it. It's on InfoWars and PrisonPlanet.com. You got peaceful protesters walking. They shoot them. A bunch of people laying, wounded on the ground, blood spilling out of them. Now, that's freedom fighters. That's people willing to put it on the line. Not allowed to protest. Not allowed to walk with the Bahrainian flag in Bahrain. And for peacefully walking down the street, they are shot by the military. Now, what did I just read to you from the Pentagon in the last segment? They talk about the rules of engagement and the purposeful preparation to open up on the American people. Here's the difference. In Libya, in Egypt, in Bahrain, in Jordan, in Saudi Arabia, in Yemen, there's a total gun ban for the slave citizens to own firearms. That's the globalist big problem, is the checkmate that the founding fathers 235 years ago put into our country's backbone, put into our country's charter, that we have guns so that we can protect ourselves from thugs on the street, but more importantly, so that if the government starts trying to mow people down, as they'd always done throughout history, before they had guns, they'd cut you down and run over you with elephants or throw spears through you, that the people have a right and a duty to resist physically. Now, I'm not calling for that, but I'm pointing out why our founding fathers put it in there. Now, you notice Americans, people could call us cowardly and say, why aren't Americans out there doing this? We still have the illusion of freedom. We still have the illusion of a republic and being able to vote. And we're getting a lot done through the states right now. Shooting down government takeover of healthcare. Shooting down abortion more and more in many states, restricting it. And I want to fix things through the founders' beautiful plan. But you see illustrated here what the Second Amendment's really for. If the Nazis are coming around with trucks to pick you and your family up, you resist. If the royal family's shooting peaceful protesters, you resist. But they didn't have founders like we have. They don't have guns. I want to come back and get into the master globalist takeover plan and where we're going. So the global banking cartel, who can create unlimited money out of thin air, is trying to position itself. The IMF announces every week now in the last year they are moving towards a global cashless currency. You'll still have dollars. You'll still have yen, yuan. You'll still have your currencies, but they'll be denominated and controlled by the private central bankers. And they're doing this to consolidate power, just like they've done in third world nations. They are ruthless. And in the IMF World Bank documents that got leaked when Joseph Stiglitz, Nobel Prize winner, quit the World Bank in 2002, they got leaked to the BBC. We broke them here with Greg Palast, BBC reporter first, made international headlines. The IMF and World Bank said once we get a country under our control in debt, then we make them put in economic policies that cause riots. We step back and let the people even put in their own government, but now they're destitute, and then they beg for us to come back in with even more control. And that's what's happening in the U.S. That's what's happening all over the world. They get you addicted to government welfare, then they pull the rug out from under you and threaten to fully implode your economy unless you raise taxes and cut benefits. But no matter how many taxes you raise and how many benefits you cut, it's mathematically set up where it's a financial black hole that's impossible to get out of. And then you read the British Ministry of Defense report, the Future Strategic Context for Defense. Then you read the Army Strategic Shock Report, 2008. Purposeful domestic resistance would require military to, quote, rapidly determine the parameters during the legitimate use of military force inside the United States, including pulling triggers, as Homeland Security Brigade Homeland told the Army Times 2 years ago. We are preparing to, quote, pull triggers in the United States. That was a quote by the general in the Army Times. We saved it. A week later, they actually pulled it out of the article, didn't correct it, didn't say it was wrong, pulled it out of the article. Well, I don't need to read it in an Army Times article. I've been to their takeover drills. I've had the footage sent to me of the takeover drills by listeners in Hebron, Maryland, in Swansboro, North Carolina, in Alabama. I've been there in California. I've been there in South Texas. I've interviewed police chiefs where the military told them that they're openly getting ready for martial law 14 years ago. I didn't know when this was coming. I just knew that they were quietly getting ready for this. And now they're going from denying it all to rolling it out in the open. That's what's such a concern. They create an economic atmosphere where people start rioting, where there's more crime, where they know when they cut the money off in a system they control, it's going to cause all sorts of societal problems, and they're there with a solution, more control. That's what I'm trying to get across here. And next hour, maybe even the next segment, I'm going to open the phones up specifically on this issue to get your take on it. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539, if you want to get involved up and on the air. And I got a lot of other important news that all ties in to this information, but I'm begging you, you know, what a crazy headline. I'm begging you to look at these articles. Instead of knowing all about football or baseball, learn about this. London Guardian, crazy headline, Monday, April 9th, 2007, revolution, flash mobs, and brain chips, a grim vision of the future. And the British Ministry of Defense, in a report that took them 3 years to write, predicts the future. They say this is what we believe is going to happen. And they say the public, by 2025, will accept brain chips in the name of security. I'm not the one saying that. Sounds crazy. They said it. They said by 2012, 2013, there'll be global riots and global insurrection because of commodity prices going up via global currency devaluation and increased taxes. This is what the war planners are getting ready for. They also go on to talk about governments using neutron bombs. This is also in the September 20th, 2000, Rebuilding America's Defenses PNAC, written by Dick Cheney and 24 other neocons. And they say, we must legitimize the use of race-specific bioweapons. Even the Austin American Statesman, the paper where I live in Austin, wrote an article in 2003 rebuking that report. This is on record. The report states that you can read that they are preparing to use race-specific bioweapons to wipe out certain races of people as a way to politically control things. I mean, you cannot. Folks, I'm not the one talking about race-specific bioweapons. I'm not the one in these reports 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years ago talking about tethering or launching giant unmanned blimps at 100,000 feet, surveilling and face scanning you on the ground. Though they've now rolled those out nationwide. Now you see it in the news. I mean, we're living in Buck Rogers land. We're living in 2011. This stuff is real. They have unlimited taxpayer money to do all of this, to ensure that their global takeover is successful. And it makes my head spin. I remember 3 years ago, it was even in the Washington Post that protesters in D.C. had robotic hummingbirds and robotic drone dragonflies flying above them as the Pentagon tested surveillance artificial insects and birds. And mainstream news has made fun of me for even reporting on that. Here's the L.A. Times 2 days ago. It's a bird, it's a spy, it's both. Backed by the Pentagon research arm firm has developed the nano hummingbird, an experimental miniature drone. And then it shows the video of it. Video and audioing people who don't even know it. Again, I'm not the one doing this. I'm reporting on it. It's incredible. Continuing here. You know, again, here's our headline. 3 years ago, 2008, Army Strategic Shock Report, talking about economic implosion, preparing military to take over every major city. They're already setting up the beta test with the threat fusion centers. I'm not against our military. I'm against who's running it. And it doesn't matter who's in office. Every president's come and go. This agenda is seamless. It's controlling both parties. U.S. troops and homeland crowd control patrols. September 24, 2008, preparing for martial law and economic collapse. And we laid out what would happen. It goes on and on and on. So here in a nutshell is what's happening. The bankers give all this free money to third world countries, knowing they can never pay it back. It's made up fiat money. I've seen cases of $1 billion loan to Nigeria 30 something years ago. They've already paid over $50 billion on the $1 billion loan at 30% interest, and they still owe another $50 billion. That's the position the American people are being put into. That's the position that we're being directed into, economic servitude, and it's not even money we owe. And this red herring is launched that the unions caused it. You think I like the gun-grabbing, anti-free speech unions? No. The point is, they're a red herring saying our economy is shot because of them. It's the 1.5 quadrillion, 1,500 trillion, that's admittedly out there that we don't owe, that the Madoff-type, Kinley-type bankers, Kinley created the carbon tax plan, 95 with Al Gore. It's these people, it's these crooks getting away with this and thinking that we're not sophisticated enough to understand what's happening. And so it's not that the protesters aren't legitimate and aren't real, and I support these dictators being removed. The question is, why is the Pentagon, why is the State Department on record orchestrating this? They already know the political ingredients are there. The atmosphere politically is there for rebellion. The globalists have been training the Egyptian military out of torture. That's Associated Press, Reuters, you name it. They've been funding them billions of dollars to do it. Now suddenly, oh, it's democracy, but then we hear it's not going to be a free country. It's not going to be an elected government. What are they planning to put in? Then we hear it's the Muslim Brotherhood, where Osama bin Laden came from. They're putting radical Muslims in and creating a crisis so then they can offer the solution to it, a domestic police state here at home in the name of fighting Muslim extremists. When we get the internal MIAC and Homeland Security reports and the government admits the entire system is designed for the American people. Don't you see what's happening here? When we come back, I'm going to get into the latest developments in the Middle East, North Africa, and here in the United States, from Seattle, Washington, to Milwaukee, Wisconsin, from Beijing, China. The rebellion is on. Order out of chaos. They create the crisis, offer the solution.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I want to get into the economy, what's happening in the Middle East. A lot of other crazy news reports out there where there's patents filed admitting that the flicker rate via the television puts people into a mesmerized, mind-controlled position. Reports coming out that are also documenting the fact that the Gardasil vaccine against the human papillomavirus is actually killing people. That is all coming up. Also, headline, Pentagon aide was killed by hitman, claims distraught widow. What do you mean? He was admittedly murdered, this former top Bush and Reagan aide, and this guy that headed up a whole bunch of Fortune 500 companies and dumped in a trash can. They're saying she claims he was killed by a hitman. That's coming up as well. But look, crystallizing everything that I've been ranting about in the last 45 minutes, the big private central banks create an economic atmosphere where there's a huge implosion. People are ripe to rebel. On record, the major intelligence agencies of the West go in and launch the rebellions, not to put in free countries, but to put in something else, a crisis. And out of this upheaval, out of this crisis, they want order out of chaos to bring in more control over our lives. And we have the British Ministry of Defense. We have the Pentagon. We have our own federal government preparing for insurrection in the states for more than a decade, getting this ready. This is their big takeover, where things get so bad, people start begging for more control and whatever false solution they're given. And the IMF and World Bank and Davos have told us it's a global new Bancor, SDR, cashless society where you thumb scan to buy and sell. And they basically phase out cash and they track everywhere you go and what you do. And they can artificially shut down black market economies that are keeping the economy going. An example, I only tan 5 or 6 times during the winter because I want my vitamin D. A little bit of tanning is healthy from the doctors I've talked to. And I tried to go into Dark Tan today where I have a membership. And she said, oh, you've got over $200 of bonus credits for some reason because you have a membership year after year and never, you know, never buy anything. And she said, all you got to do is thumbprint and then you'll get all this free stuff, all this free lotion and stuff. And I said, no. I don't want to do that. This just happened like 3 hours ago before I came into the office. And she looked at me like I was crazy. So I showed her on my iPhone the video of me being arrested 14 years ago, refusing to thumb scan at the driver's license facility. And I explained to her how it's going to be used to track everybody and why don't I get my $200 free if I don't do this? And she said, well, you should at least give someone your credits then. And she was very upset with me. I mean, the public are like a bunch of children. I've tried to go in at night before and buy light bulbs at Home Depot. And none of the regular cash registers are open. Only thumb scanner self-checkout lanes are available. Same thing's happened to me at HEB, a grocery store here in Texas. And then you call a manager over and say, I want service. I want a person. I'm not going to put my thumb on there. Why can't I just swipe my credit card and pay that way? Well, it turns out they're selling that data. It turns out that many Fortune 500 companies, remember the article in 2003, in fact, guys, search it right now. Folks won't believe it. We'll put it on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. But for radio listeners, search the term, scofflaws get caught while ordering pizzas, USA Today. And this is like 7, 8 years ago, I think 2003, but we'll see when they pull it up, if my memory's right. And it said the big three, just they don't say the name. They said the big three pizza companies, you can guess who they are. When you call to get a pizza, they know it's your real name, real credit card, real address. They run it through a government database. And if you have any warrants, you get a SWAT team instead of a pizza. Scofflaws get police visit or scofflaws get caught when ordering pizza. That's the USA Today headline. We'll put it on screen. We'll see how good my memory is from 7, 8 years ago. But the point is, this is a control grid. It turns out these grocery store loyalty cards that's come out, even in congressional hearings, are about deciding what you've really got to buy and what you'll pay more for. And they also sell your personal data. Just like when you use Google, they're doing a psychological breakdown of who you really are and then selling that data. They found it. Let's put it back on screen. It's the Associated Press posted on USA Today in the tech section, and I was wrong. I said 2003. It's the fourth month, 27th day of 2004. Missouri tracks scofflaws via pizza delivery database. Now, when you read the article, it admits it's a nationwide program run out of Dallas, and the pizza places are getting 25% of any fines or fees or arrest money that is made. See, that's why I don't thumbprint. Not that I have something to hide. I realize what it is. And they tell me, oh my gosh, you've got $200 in bonus credit because you come in here a few times a year. Just thumbprint, the nice pretty girl. And then I explain to her, honey, this is why I don't do it. And she looks at me like I'm a crazy person. And I tell her, I've been arrested protesting this. She looks at me like I'm even crazier. I show her the video on my iPhone. She looks at me like I'm even crazier at that point. You're like, what does this have to do with global insurrection, global rebellion? Everything. If you're in Australia, they take your baby's blood 39 years ago. It started at birth. If you're in Canada, they took your baby's blood at birth secretly 39 years ago in Canada, or the U.S., or Germany, or England. Who told you that 15 years ago? In the last 2 years, I've had all these amazed calls and hundreds of emails going, how did you know this? Well, I published the secret documents sent to me 15 years ago by a nurse in San Antonio. I published the secret documents. I published the secret documents. They take your blood and put it in a bioweapons lab. I got the secret documents 6.5 years ago that every major church in America has been recruited secretly by the federal government to spy on their members. Then 3 months ago, my dad gets approached as a dentist by Homeland Security to spy on his patients. Then he walks back in the office and tells Dr. King about it. And Dr. King, one of the other doctors, one of the other dentists, says, David, I was approached a few weeks ago at my house by Homeland Security, by other separate people. Folks, they've got a giant spy network. They've been gearing up to rob your pension funds, to take this society over, to raise our taxes, to open our borders, to create a North American Union, to rape us financially and economically and societally and our sovereignty 7 ways to Sunday. I know what I'm talking about. I read the Pentagon reports that are public. I'm warning you. I told you that I wasn't predicting global insurrection triggered by the globalists against themselves. And then through the crisis, they offer total police state as the solution. I didn't tell you that because I looked in a crystal ball and figured it out. I told you that because all I do is read their own public reports. They're creating a global meltdown and a global rebellion against the system they've launched. Then the people launch themselves against the governments. The dumbed-down, compartmentalized governments have been prepared that a rebellion's coming. They're not told why. Then it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. They say, see, we do need to use the military against people. We do need local threat fusion centers spying and federalizing the local police. See, we do need all of this. Oh, my gosh, the Pentagon was right. How did they know 13 years ago in these secret drills this was coming? Because the social engineers, the social planners have planned this because they need a global revolution so they can be the solution against it to bring back order. Order out of chaos. You have been warned. What's happening in the Middle East? Reuters. Iran naval ships to cross Suez Canal on Monday. Israel threatens to bomb the ships. Calls it a provocation of war as they prepare to enter the Mediterranean. Boom. Continuing, Libyan forces fire on mourners again. At least 300 killed. Associated Press. Boom. Libyan forces again fire on mourners at funeral again. Riot police crack down on protesters in Algiers, machine gunning people. Bahrain royal family orders army to turn on the people. We just showed the video of them machine gunning innocent people. London Telegraph. Bahrain protesters swarm square. Police flee. These are globalist allies being overthrown right now. Can you imagine if our own global controllers have been putting these people in power, keeping in power, what they've got in store, that they're now supporting the rebellions? They're going to put a bunch of radical Muslims in power and then have the clash of civilizations against them. You see all these Homeland Security reports. Domestic terrorists are the number one threat. The Muslims have linked up with the conservative and libertarian movement. How ridiculous. White Al-Qaeda is getting ready to stage bombings all over the U.S. and Europe. The government, don't worry, is ready to crack down to protect you and your family. Meanwhile, they run all these groups. Iran says its warships, again, are completed Suez Canal crossing. It continues. Opposing sides meet at Capitol. Protests enter 6 day in Wisconsin. Massive protest in Ohio. Massive protest in Seattle, Washington. It just goes on and on and on. And the Pentagon told us it was coming. The globalists told us they were going to engineer it. George Soros is publicly behind it. Again, overthrowing the dictators they helped put in power and now putting Muslim extremists in position to prepare for the clash of civilization so the American people can be scared into submission to give up their rights to the globalists who run the whole stinking thing.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Into hour number two, chronicling and documenting the globalist destabilization plan to hurl the planet into bedlam so they can offer their world government solution they can just turn the protest off like that because they know that there's legitimate grievances and that that was already a brush fire ready to be ignited. It's kind of like you got high winds and a drought going on, you know, to set a fire as an arsonist and it's going to burn because the ingredients were already there. Let's go to your phone calls. Then I've got incredible news about the government saying lithium for people is good, children to be tracked with RFID chips. It's all coming up. But right now, let's go to Carter. Then we'll go to Tyler, Henry, Mark, Brad, Steve, Ty, and others. Carter in Georgia, you're on the air.
How you doing, Alex? I really, really appreciate what you're doing. As I understand it, I think there's three specific groups we really got to make a push to outreach towards, and it's the students on the college campuses, which is why I joined Young Americans for Liberty at UGA, the cops, and then the churches. And I think all the information that you get out there is great, so I just want to encourage everybody
to get involved.
But I
agree with you. Look at who the globalists are targeting. Churches, universities, and police. If they've got them, they think they can control society.
Like Young Americans for Liberty, Oath Keepers are so great, and we just got to continue to get more and more organized, better prepared, and we just got to beat them at their own game. It's really that simple.
What do you think of my analysis? Was it clear? Because there's so many points, I'm all over the map. Was it clear last hour?
Well, Alex, I've been listening to you for so long that I kind of already know what you're going to say before it says it, before you say it. So I would encourage you to kind of bring it back to a more rudimentary dialogue. And what I always try to talk to these people when I'm talking to the UGA College Republicans and a lot of these kind of Mike Huckabee drone heads and whatnot is, guys, you're bickering about the symptoms, but you're not understanding the causes. And I always try to explain to them the causes is what we've got to really work at. And
well, Carter, let me say this then. You're hitting, I mean, you're here on the radio right now.
Mm-hmm.
You're hitting on all cylinders. What would you, how would you sum up these revolutions happening and everything I talked about in the last hour?
Dollar depreciation. You know, inflation is a persistent, unavoidable, and silent tax, and it disproportionately affects the poor and the frugal. And whether people understand that or not, that's what's squeezing the standard of living out of people, and people are pissed about it, and it's understandable.
And the globalists know historically that what they're doing is going to trigger that, and then they basically finagle and ride the tiger into more power.
Exactly, and then the media is there to put the spotlight on the symptoms of this, lowering of our standard of living to make sure that we don't talk about the causes. We don't talk about, you know, fiat money, and we don't talk about undeclared wars and how that, you know, creates all these symptoms that we're dealing with.
Very well said, Carter. Anything else?
Young Americans for Liberty, University of Georgia, we can use all the help you got.
Well, everybody should, at their church, when their preacher starts saying Romans 13, do what the government says, they're on government payroll, need to warn the parishioners. Same thing at the universities, because the globalists are orchestrating this crisis, hoping that we're ignorant. If we're there and lay out what's really happening, we're going to checkmate them, and this is such an important time right now.
I agree, which is why, you know, you and I are on the same page. Get involved with the universities, your churches, and try to outreach to local municipal police.
Well, I go back to this because it's such a wide field, and I really want your assessment. Do you think in the last hour where I was covering all this that the general public even understood what I was talking about?
Well, I think the general public's divided into a couple different segments. There's the segment that gets the internet, which is generally 40 years and younger, and then there's the group 40 and over who doesn't get on the internet, so they can't get the message you're getting, which is why it's so important that the people who do listen to your show bend over backwards, take that extra step to go get
yes.
that information out to them at the churches.
Yeah, that's where my films come in on DVD, getting them at InfoWars.com, Obama Deception, Fall of the Republic, Endgame, Invisible Empire, Terror Storm. Make copies, get them out to people who aren't on the internet or who don't get their news from it and reach out to them. Incredible points, Carter. Great call. Henry, Mark, Brad, Steve, others, your calls are coming up straight ahead. Back in 1 minute.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Some people are experts in baseball or football or selling cars or mowing lawns or medicine. I'm an expert in the globalist and what they say, what they do. The CIA has used stage revolutions to overthrow hundreds of countries, some nations over and over again the last 65 years. And they put the dictators in the Middle East, then they knock them down. The question is, what are they trying to put in? Why are they creating this crisis? And we do need to look not at the symptoms of globalism, but at who's behind it and how the New World Order creates the crisis and then offers the solution. And we're talking about in Libya, in Bahrain, the military, machine gunning people, the revolutions against dictators that deserve to be overthrown. The question is, why did our government, in the case of Egypt and other nations, put these dictators in, and why are they supporting their ouster now? That's the big issue. And then all these Pentagon reports I covered last hour and British Ministry of Defense reports where they said years ago, this crisis was coming because of dollar devaluation and they're going to offer their solution, a police state crackdown. This is all scripted. Again, that doesn't mean the protesters are bad. They've been put in a cause and effect position and the globalists are three or four moves past them and past us. I'm going to go to your phone calls now with your comments, your questions, your points about what we've been covering here. Let's talk to Henry in British Columbia up in Canada. Henry, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I'm probably a little bit grainy, but bear with me. First off, I'd just like to say that we love you, man, and I respect everything you do so much, and I really think that you should take some more vacation time off and just get Watson to do an hour a day, because it's better to get ready and wake up and prepare than pinch yourself than it is to get shot up and wake up, from my view.
Well, yeah, and the problem is, even when I take time off, and I am a bit burnt out like everybody else, even when I take time off, this is all I'm thinking about. So there really is no rest when you're involved in reality.
Yeah, and also I have a question. Given all the news about Google and the internet and censorship, I'm just wondering why you don't shift all your focus into sort of, you know, freedom of speech in the internet. And I think there's a huge market out there that's untapped for like a documentary about Google and all the spying, because everybody knows about that. And
sir, there's 100 documentaries I want to make, and that's one of them. But now it's mainstream news that Google is an NSA CIA front, that they are basically helping the revolutions overseas, not to bring liberty, but to destabilize things. And now it's being discussed. So I do cover that. I appreciate your call. We wrote 4 or 5 big articles last week at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com about it. I made a video last week about it. We are covering it, but we've got to cover all the big issues, not just one of them, but I hear you. Mark in Texas, you're on the air.
Thank you. I'm going to take you off speakerphone. Sorry about that, Alex. Great day to you.
Welcome.
Sure. I had a couple of questions also. I'm wondering, the last time we spoke with Bob and me and you at the gun show and other people that were there and other people that's been listening to this, and I wondered what that Hebrews 9, what might be that the realness of it, when it came about, what it is, what it's involved in it, and who's in charge of that, so to speak. And
Mark, I hear you, and I appreciate your call, but I threw it out to listeners, and I'm getting into the worldwide revolutions that are happening, and if our own government helped put the dictators in, why are they admittedly helping kick them out now? I mean, what's the big program behind that? I appreciate your call. Brad in Pennsylvania. Brad, you're on the air.
Thanks for taking my call, Alex. Love everything that you do. You are the best, man. Nobody out there like you for talk radio, political, social issues. I urge anybody listening, listen to them every day. I feel like Lindsay Williams right now, but that's how I feel. And I know you're honest to goodness truth, and you're with God and with the people. And that's we need to all pray for the U.S., pray for our republic, pray for our families, because they are coming after us. There's no question.
Well, I mean, the Pentagon told us they were going to engineer these rebellions. They told us they were going to devalue the dollar years ago. This is all admittedly a program, And they know the public's not paying attention, so they'll see the problem and say, what do we do as a solution? And they openly say, a global government run by the very bankers that engineered this.
Yeah, and that stuff going on in the Middle East is obviously engineered. It's like somebody flipped a switch.
You know how evil CNN is. They criticize the Tea Party for demonstrating. Now they're saying how great it is that they're rebelling in the Middle East because they're behind it. And again, they know people are simple-minded. It doesn't mean that we don't support the protesters and that they aren't legitimate, most of them. But there's a larger plan at work here. Why do the globalists want to destabilize the Middle East?
The chaos. I think that should be the title of your next movie, Alex. I mean, that's the best three words. You always harp on it, and Paul talks about it. And that's what's going on over there. It's just like they flipped a switch. And you're right, CNN, we have it on at work. It's like a psyop. It's bizarre. It's totally bizarre to watch it every day.
They're like, this is what freedom looks like. They're hitting the streets. Meanwhile, when the Tea Party's hit the streets here in the U.S., they demonize it because that's a revolution that's real and that they don't control. And at its heart, the Tea Party is against the Federal Reserve and the foreign banking occupation of this country. So from one arm, they've got the neocons trying to control the Tea Party, but from the other arm, they attack it.
Welcome to the prison planet, man. I can't believe you hit the nail on the head with that name, too, with your website, because that's exactly where it's going. And I don't know how you saw that so clear, but you're absolutely right. God bless you, Alex.
Well, God bless you, Brad. Anything else?
No, love everything you do. Keep up the good work. Fight the good fight, and I know you will.
All right, thank you, sir. Steve in Ohio, you're on the air.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good.
Hey, you know, I tell you, I've been with the GOV for a very long time. And the reason that they're pulling the string is because they know that these dictators that they put in, they've been running. The people are getting upset. It is a switch that they pulled, or switched, however you want to put it. And they're looking at it now, saying, "Well, if we don't get this guy out of there." You know, he's been in there for 30-some years.
Exactly. He's already going to get overthrown, and the others are, so the globalists might as well trigger it so they can position their people.
Got it, exactly. And, you know, look at it this way, Alex. If a guy from Google wanted to be the head of the revolution, then why didn't he quit Google and go be the head of the revolution?
Well, look at Google. 12 years old, one of the biggest companies in the world, hundreds of billions of dollars. Don't be evil's their motto. And it's public. You know, Washington Post, MIT Magazine, they were created by the NSA and CIA in 1998. It's not debated. And then they're there running the revolution with George Soros? I mean, how obvious does this get? And I read you the reports where the Pentagon's getting ready for revolution here because they know what the bankers have done will cause it, and they plan to use the destabilization by the revolution going on worldwide to offer the solution. I mean, it's so horrible what they're doing. And how do you explain this to the general public?
You know, you got to look at it and say, you know what? You can call a horse a pig, but it doesn't make it a pig. Meaning that they're going to put it out there in plain sight. They're going to hide it from you right in your face, right on the TV screen, right on the radio, wherever they can put it in the newspaper. You just have to look at it and say, this isn't right, and I know it's not right, so it can't be real.
Well said, Steve. Look, it's very simple. The globalists know that the economic program they're carrying out of global dollar devaluation, the dollar is the world reserve currency that people are buying things in, it's being devalued, and they know economically that that's going to cause a rebellion. That's just a historical fact. And so they're there pre-positioning themselves to control the rebellion, to use the crisis and the revolution they created, the atmosphere they created that caused revolution, to bring in the change they want. And they're openly telling us the change is a world government run by the private bankers. I'm saying, yes, let's have a revolution to restore liberty and freedom and the republic. Let's not let the globalists control the revolution so they get more power. What's frustrating for me is that it's so simple what the globalists are doing when you've studied it. You watch the Pentagon preparing for riots. You watch the big think tanks pushing for rebellion in the Middle East against their own minions. You then see them supporting the Muslim Brotherhood. Regardless of what you think of those guys, they're at odds with Israel, which will then allow a pretext for more war. I want those countries to overthrow their dictators. I've been a big critic of Hosni Mubarak, but I can see what's happening. I can witness what's going on. I'm going to continue with your calls. I've got a big smattering of other really important news that I haven't even gotten to yet, dealing with the internet kill switch. Bill gets makeover, dealing with a lot of bizarre news reports like GPS to track truant students in Anaheim. How many years ago did we warn you about that? The whole world is being turned into a high-tech prison because the elite knows the population, as we're removed from the decision-making process, is going to rebel. Okay, who's up first here? I guess it'd be Ty in New York. Ty, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how you doing? Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can. Welcome.
Excellent. Thank you, sir. You're doing a great job. I think today's show is really right on target. You know, I think there's a real element of real politic going on in the Middle East. And, you know, I wonder myself, I mean, Egypt looked in a way like a contained little box where they said, okay, let's just, you know, like you've been saying, let's just move this old man out. Let's put a new guy in. If it's Muslim Brotherhood.
And the people are still rebelling. Oh, that's a good point.
Right.
That the globalists may not win. We may actually get some good governments out of this in the Middle East.
Well, I think, right. I mean, and again, I don't want to counter what you're saying because I think you're really spot on. But I mean, again, maybe it's a bit of an idealistic approach on my part. But I'm thinking, well, maybe these people can control it. And then you look at Bahrain, and I'm like, well, we have our entire Fifth Fleet laying in there.
Oh, the machine guns and billy clubs used to shoot and beat people, that's in AFP today, were paid for by U.S. taxpayer money.
Right. So again, I'm with you on this, but I'm thinking, you know, do they really want this clown in Bahrain, this king that they own? You know, I don't think they want that going down there, you know? I mean, it's
wait
like
a minute, wait a minute, though. Mubarak and others haven't followed orders to 100%. And so, again, if they shake the whole region up, then that gives them a crisis and a reason to keep our troops in the region.
True. I agree. You know, again, it's so complicated.
Let me ask you this. Let me just stop right there. Sure, this is probably at the bottom line, full spectrum dominance, as the Pentagon calls it. They put dictators in. They know there's a rebellion. Google said last year that they can now predict the future almost 100% of the time in big general mass movements by tracking millions of people inside countries, reading their email with AI computers. They can create graphs to know when flashpoints are coming. I said that 10 years ago. Now they admit it. And so they know it's coming, so they're desperately trying to control revolutions that were already in full swing. I mean, at the end of the day, that's what's happening here. My point is, it's admitted that Google and the CIA and Israeli intelligence is in there. That's the whole part of the equation I'm simply trying to point out. And as far as the Pentagon admitting that they knew revolts were coming in the U.S., that's what all this homeland security preparation has been for. That's admitted. So all I'm saying is they create a system they know is going to cause rebellion, and then they try to steer and control the rebellion.
I think that's 100%. I live in New York City, and, I mean, you can see the checkpoints and everything they're doing here. I mean, there is definitely a grid and a plan. And
the See Something, Say Something campaign started there. I mean, 9,000 locations getting telescreens in, saying spy on other shoppers, and TSA now running checkpoints in the middle of the country on highways. This is a takeover. It's happening. It's not coming.
Oh, without question. I mean, they've had that campaign and the whole suspicious package, which you can laugh at, I always have. But again, they've been doing that in New York since 2002, and I lived here for
quite a while. Yeah, it's all about hysteria, all about fear. Don't trust anyone but the government. Great points, Ty. Brian in New York, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, buddy, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Okay, man. My concern has been basically, I've been trying to get people I work with, and, you know, just, I've been doing your, doing post things and, you know, putting up the V for Victory stuff. But how do you get people to freaking recognize what's going on over their heads?
Well, you know, it's hard when they tune into a radio show that's very complex and sophisticated to really get it. But if we simplify things, then automatically their mental template will kind of fall into the old left-right programs that they've been conditioned with. And so the subconscious mind is about 100 times more powerful, they estimate, than the conscious mind. So the dumbest person out there gets what I'm saying at a subconscious level. And so quite frankly, just being sophisticated and really breaking it down in not a watered-down way plant seeds deep down for folks to start recognizing it consciously. And if you want to know, that's really what I'm doing here. I'm just telling it like it is. I'm not watering it down. I'm not dumbing it down. But if you want the best chance to fully break a minion's brainwash trance at one whack, Obama Deception, Fall of the Republic, Endgame, those films I've made, professional, shocking, well done, lays it all out where I can spend, you know, 6 months a year crafting the information to really give them an understanding. The films are the grand slam. They are the best play we've got in the truth movement.
I hear you, man, and I love what I love your spirit and Jason Burmis. You know, he's the guy that woke me up to this whole situation, and then I got turned on to you. And there, you know, you are someday going to be in the history books, and hopefully we will we will win.
Well, Brian, God bless you, but I don't want to be in the history books. I could care less. I know that I have Pentagon and State Department and Ministry of Defense and from all these different countries where they admittedly add sterilants to vaccines. I mean, that's Rockefeller Foundation, 1964. I have the White House science czar's own 1,100-page book where they lay all this out. I have Science Daily Today. This is today. I didn't even pull this up. Jaron gave it to me. I'm not even looking for it. Fountain of Youth from the tap, environmental lithium uptake promotes longevity, scientists demonstrate. Lithium is an antipsychotic that causes brain damage. And I've played clips of the Japanese and U.S. government proposing putting lithium in U.S. water. I got a big, fat, juicy newsflash for you, boys and girls. They're adding, on average, over 150 chemicals and compounds to the water. Some municipalities get mixes that have over 300. Lithium is already in most U.S. water supplies. And so, see, rather than them just ignoring us when we expose lithium almost every week, they just come out and go, oh, you want to live longer? Let's add lithium to the water. See, I'm a guy who 13, 14 years ago read UN reports and Rockefeller Foundation reports about how they want to drug the water supply and we're already testing it. But then I'm a kook because I tell you from a document, even though I give you the document. In fact, guys, we wrote over 10 articles last year about that. Just search Rockefeller Foundation called for sterilants and vaccines. And then we'll put that up on screen during the next break. It's too hardcore to say something like that and then not show it. And then the UN's been caught doing it. Do you understand there's a reason Land of the Free, Home of the Brave, the most aggressive people in world history, the most liberty-loving, have become lethargic, obese, mindless people? Because your water is already being drugged. And so now they're out there telling you, remember I told you years ago about how fluoride was causing cancer? Now the FDA has to admit it? Look, it's all documented. More of your calls coming up. Get up, stand up, escape from the prison planet.
Get up, eject, escape from the prison planet.
Okay, I got more news I'm going to be covering, but I want to give you the toll-free number to join us. It's 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. Let's go ahead and talk to Josh in Pennsylvania, and then Dave, Daniel, and others. Josh, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, what's going on, Alex? It's been a while since I've called in. How you doing?
I'm good. I mean, just everything's happening exactly as the globalists planned it, except we've been there to warn people, so a lot of folks are waking up.
Well, I want to actually say something. I'm 32, and I decided to get back into school, and I'm here at a school in Philadelphia, and I got to tell you, it's amazing the amount of brainwashing that's going on. I'm taking the course, and it's mandatory in order for me to get my degree on global politics, and because of you, you woke me up about a year and a half, almost 2 years ago at this point. And It is unthinkable, the brainwashing that goes on. I mean, they sit there and they do tons of quotes of George Soros and Henry Kissinger, and they talk about every other word in this book talks about global governance and how important it is.
No, that's the thing. I mean, you read the Times of London, the Associated Press, Newsweek. It's all global government's going to fix all your problems, when it's the people openly running the global government, the banking cartel, that have created the entire crisis on record.
Well, Alex, it gets even deeper, too, because we spend, I bring up all the time about, you know, capitalism, how important it is, and true capitalism, what it really means. And we spent, I've been in this class now for almost 2 months, and we spent a week.
Yeah, they
on
blame all our problems on capitalism when it's been crony insider capitalism that's caused all this, better known as fascism.
Everything. In fact, they sat there and they spent 7 weeks of the 8 weeks talking about Marx and socialism, how beautiful it is.
Oh, yeah, no. You go to a major university, all you hear is how communism's great. It's totally sick.
Now, I also want to tell you that, I got to find the paperwork, but I'm going to send you an email as well. On campus, back in October, there was, like, you know, stormtrooper-style Homeland Security passing out flyers, guys in black outfits talking about, you know, the see something, say something type campaign.
Yeah, no, they're getting us ready for the Stasi society, and they hand out these flyers on universities saying, call this number and report terrorists. And then when you call the number, no one answers. It's just all fake.
But Alex, these kids love it. This is amazing.
No, it makes them feel important. They get to be brown shirts now.
Well, I talked with a couple transit cops, and I said to them, I asked them, I said, well, what's these heat sensors for? He said, well, you got to make sure there's no bombs. And we started going back and forth, and I asked him, I said, first of all, the guy was so juiced up on steroids. I've never seen a guy. He had probably one brain cell, and his muscles were, you know, bigger than his head. I said to him, you look pretty intimidating. You feel powerful. And he goes, yeah. I'm a big guy. You know, it's amazing. They have these little tiny brains. And,
they've even had the cops
big
up in Fort Worth admit that they're injecting steroids now, but if they catch you with it, you're going to go to prison. No, I mean, it's incredible.
I asked him. I said, how many times have you guys actually had any incidents where you needed to use those detectors? Have you had any problems with any bombs? No, but we need to, you know, do preemptive just in case.
Well, they're getting ready for black ops to stage bombings all over the country. That's their answer to revolution, is to set up a bunch of terror attacks and then go, oh, we've got to arrest a bunch of people because the terrorists are attacking. I mean, it's so elementary.
Well, you know what, more and more importantly, Alex, you know what scares me more than anything is the college kids. I sit here and I talk to these kids, and they're so excited. Very few people actually take the time to really research. Instead, what they do is they just regurgitate what they've been taught by their socialist professors.
Well, Josh, let me give you the good news. You know it was 3% started the Revolutionary War in 1775, 1776. You know it was 5% won the war. And so for every drooling sycophant that gets off on being a Nazi youth in the brown shirts, 100 of them can't even, you know, wipe their, you know, what's properly. We've got the thinkers. They've got the mindless, drooling sycophants. We're going to win.
I want to tell you one last thing, bud. You've been doing an incredible job. The last hour, absolutely. I mean, you're dead on, man. I'm always amazed, and I know that you spend more than enough time researching this. I aspire that. I wish that I could do.
Well, I'll be honest, Josh. I'm going to let you finish because I want to hear you. But I'll be honest. This is my one problem. I do deep research 5 to 6 hours a day. My wife's like, you haven't even talked to the children today. I spent like from 7 a.m. until before I left, doing nothing but researching, and then I get on air and already have learned it all, and there's no way to even go over all of it because I can speed read. So yes, I do research. That's all I do.
No, man. Look, it's obsessive compulsive to a good degree. I wish, and I'm trying my hardest to do as much research as I can. It's hard. I get burned out. I don't know how you don't, and I applaud you for continuing the fight because you inspire me to continue with that fight as well. So thank you for everything you're doing, and God bless you.
What was your other point when I interrupted you?
Oh no, that was pretty much it. I just, you know, I do my best to try to fight with people and not fight in the sense of just trying to educate them.
No, you do need to fight with them. You need to, you know, they all, I appreciate your call, Josh. They tell you, be nice in politics. Don't talk about politics and religion. Be quiet. That's because they want you passive. They don't want you to break people out of their trance. They don't want you to be aggressive. They don't want you to pour ice cold water on them intellectually. That's the answer. The answer to this 1984 police state is the spirit of 1776. Dave in Texas, you're on the air.
Alex Jones.
Hey, buddy.
How are you, sir? I researched a great show today. I looked up that article you were talking about earlier about scoff laws, and that was dated April of 2004 in Missouri. So that was, going on 7 years ago now?
Yes.
So it's probably happening.
Yeah, when you order a
pizza,
it's run through a Threat Fusion Center Pentagon database. Everything's correct.
Really scary stuff. That was an eye-opener. I've got it pulled up right here. So thanks for throwing that out today. Second of all, I'm surprised to hear that you're a tanning bed kind of guy. That kind of threw
no, I'm loop. Not a tanning bed type of guy. 5 or 6 times a year during the winter, I need the vitamin D. I know there's problems and positives about it. I need the sun. I can be totally exhausted and go get 10 minutes of sun and feel great. And I know it's artificial, but I was telling that story to get into them trying to make me thumb scan.
Well, and that's where my next point was going to lead to, thumb scan. Let me ask you a question. Are you a CHL holder?
Nope. Under Texas law, they try to arrest you when you carry a gun, but you don't really need one unless you go in private businesses, but no.
Well, I'm just surprised to hear that because you're a guy. I just got mine late last fall.
Bro, I got a Bounty Hunter double-barrel legally sawed-off shotgun in my car right now. I got a .357 Magnum right here. I mean, you know, we've got Vermont-style carry, even if the cops don't know it in Texas. I'm armed. I don't need to go jump through their hoops. I got my Second Amendment.
Well, and it was a lot of hoops, and I did have to give up the thumbprint and so forth. And I figured, well, Alex, you're a guy that lives in Austin, and you know, you're somebody that I would think would be very, very concerned about his own. You know, you're probably looking over your shoulder quite a bit of the time.
Not as much as you think, Dave. I'm not really worried about it.
You seem like you might, to a certain degree, have a target on your back.
I have a target on my back, but if they really want to get me, they can. I'm more worried about the average criminal. Crime is exploding. We had some people banging on our door when I was out of town a few weeks ago. My wife called me demanding that they sell us magazine subscriptions. And my wife said no. She caught them sneaking around in the backyard. And she just came to the door and said, I'm armed and ready. I'm calling the police. So we have firearms mainly just for the general rabble.
Well, I was going to say, it's good to hear because it's important today to be licensed and carry and go about it the proper way. It's important. I've just kind of come into this the last few months, and I recognize how important that is these days. Last thing I want to say is if your listeners out there today haven't ever seen your Obama Joker videos that you've got on YouTube, those are classic. I'd watch it at
least
once a month.
They are, Dave. I appreciate your call. Great points. Daniel in Virginia, you're on the air.
Hey, what's going on, wild man?
Worldwide transmission, wild man. What's on your mind?
I tell you, just like I said before there, I said a while back when I called you before and several months back, you know, I thank you, and not only that, I thank the listeners, because listeners really are more informed of what the government thinks they are, because they think they got it all dumbed down, but they got another thing coming.
No, the government's listening and tracking and spying. They know we're awake. They try to make us feel like we're alone, though, that others aren't awake. That's the final domino to fall, Daniel. Stay there. I'm going to come back to you. I don't want to shortchange you. They know we're awake. They want to make us feel like we're alone. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
It is the heart of the resistance as we defend our republic against the offshore banks by trying to alert the people to what's really happening. I want to cover a few news items and then go to some final calls. Daniel, Mark, Scott, Jan, Ron, Scott, JB, and others. But I remember when the governor's mansion got firebombed in 2008. I remember seeing in the news that a government informant had provocateured and basically helped stage the event at the RNC in Minneapolis, St. Paul, for the reported plan to firebomb police cars. And then we had feds running around outside the office. We even got a visit from the ATF and the state police. They had people, informants, coming up to the door asking us about it, and I saw the cop cars unmarked, parked out front, so I went ahead and called them and said, just come on over, okay? And they came over, and I said, look, you know we didn't do this, so don't try it. But over 2 years ago, we wrote detailed articles with the name of the federal informant, And now it's in WFAA TV in Dallas. Headline, Texas Governor Manchin arsonist tied to provocateur RNC 2008 anarchist. And the statesman.com is also reporting on an anarchist group. His members were prosecuted for plotting to bomb the 08 Republican National Convention in St. Paul, Minnesota, has been linked to the unsolved 2008 arson fire that gutted the Texas governor's mansion. Officials confirmed this afternoon. In Austin, area, an FBI informant, Brandon Darby, who allegedly provoked anarchists into plotting the Molotov cocktail attacks that never happened at the RNC in 08, connected to plans to firebomb Patriot Bookstore, Brave New Books, and a string of suicide Palestinian activists, Reed Hamad. I mean, this is, you talk about a target on my back. Yeah, it's there, and I just trust in God. I mean, we're all about nonviolence here, and this is the type of stuff I deal with on a regular basis. I go to a video signing, book signing at a theater or something, and there's always an off-duty cop, plainclothes comes up, hey, let's blow stuff up. Or I'll be covering Bilderberg 2008 and big old giant special ops, you know, colonels, majors. You can tell these guys are just meaner than you know what. I'll be eating a hamburger in the hotel. Bilderberg's down the road and they walk up. Hey, let's attack the government, Alex. We're ready to help you. And I'm like, guys, can't you get some little skinny weasel in here that isn't so obvious that he bench presses 400 pounds? You guys look like you probably killed 50 people apiece. You're obviously cops. No, I don't want violence. I mean, you know, that's what runs things in this society. And I've dealt with it for so long, and I'm tired of it. I'm an American. I'm a constitutionalist. This is my country. I don't want violence. I don't want revolution. I want my republic restored, my private property rights, my Fourth Amendment, control of my family, my own life. That's what I want. You're the bad guys. Get it straight. Guaranteed the feds bombed that governor's mansion. I told you that years ago, and here's the evidence in the news. Here's a report out of CBS News. GPS attract truant students in Anaheim. Orange County goes over all of that. Now they're tracking the kids with chips, training them. Here's Science Daily promoting lithium in the water to make you feel better and, quote, live longer. It's a brain-damaging toxic chemical. Here's a report from 2005, Eyes in the Sky for Homeland Security, from blimps to do-it-yourself unmanned vehicles, a trend takes flight. And I cover this, and people make fun of me. Well, here's Reuters back in January of this year. Utah City may use blimp as anti-crime spy in the sky. Here's the L.A. Times a few days ago on the 17th. Of February. It's a bird, it's a spy, it's both. Pentagon deploying fake hummingbirds to video citizens. Here's Wired Magazine, same similar headline. Here's Huffington Post, similar headline. You know, that's the type of stuff I deal with, is there's unlimited taxpayer money to set up this control grid. State police, federal marshals, FBI that are good men and women, send me for 13 years, secret internal documents that this entire anti-terror apparatus has nothing to do with men in caves, terrorists wearing headdresses. They work for the globalist. Some of them don't even know it. They're funded by controllers above them. They got 1,100,000,000 Muslims. You bet they can find some fruitcakes. 95%+ of the training has to do with landowners, gun owners, libertarians, conservatives. You better get that straight, all you conservatives cheerleading the police state. This sucker was set up for you, and you better figure that out right now. Daniel in Virginia, finishing up your point, you got cut off by the break.
Yeah, you spoke it like a true Samaritan, bud. But just to add on what I was trying to say there, it's all about free will and choice, Alex. And you see, that's what they hate. They hate free will. They hate choice. And what I mean by that is that everyone in this, not only in the United States, but on this planet, has the free will to do whatever it is they want to do. But they are accountable of the choices they are.
But the globalists lie to make people think they're making good choices through free will when it's really evil.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what I was going to come to. The globalists, the people who want to run this world, want to control this world, wants to manipulate everybody's minds and hearts and souls, in which I know there's a lot of people out here with their mind, heart, and soul that is real good because their heart's in the right place. And the thing about it is, they hate this so-called free will and choice. They don't like the word.
And that's
free
what
will.
The lithium in the water is all about, the fluoride. They want to dumb you down to where you don't have your free will.
There
well said.
Go.
Well said, Daniel. Mark in New York. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Really, I know you always give your folks a lot of time. I talked to you a couple years ago on George Norrie's show. We talked about Second Amendment issues, and I've come to realize after these years, you're absolutely right. It's more the ideas, the ideology that we capture, we hold, that's going to keep us free. And you're right about them trying to get law-abiding gun owners, concealed carry people, and sort of antipathy with the police. They're doing that on purpose, Al, because we support good cops, and we want them to support our
exactly. Right, they give cops orders that they know are going to make the people not like them. The media seizes on the bad cop stuff and plays it. And I didn't see this till about 5 years ago. Then we get angry at them. Then that makes them feel more threatened and get in their own cult. Cops love their kids. Cops want freedom on average. We got to reach out to them. The globalists are trying to federalize them and brainwash them against us. We've got to lovingly reach out to them now.
Right, and that wasn't the initial issue. I listened to you on shortwave all during the week. I don't have any more time for any of these CIA fronts, CNN, Google. I use Startpage when I use my friend's computer. I don't even have a computer, Alex. I have so many other topics I could wish to talk to you about, but there's something very important that happened about 10 years ago. And the reason I haven't talked to anybody about it because I'm afraid for my job.
We got a minute and a half. Tell us
I
quick.
I work for a large transportation agency. That's all I'm going to say, in the New York area. Years ago, there was a device found. The guy who found it was not retarded. He was a worker, but he was very slow. Alex, they hounded this guy to death. He died because of the stress that they put him under. Now, I don't know who planted
what device. Well, what did the device do?
It didn't go off.
Well, they found a bomb.
Exactly. And what I want to do in a couple of weeks, if anything happens to me because of this phone call, if I'm jeopardized, I want to call you. I haven't given my last name. I won't do that yet. I know they're taping everything. The point is, no matter who did it, Al, they keep it a secret. They don't want people to realize whether it's them or the real bad guys, which we know some of them are out there. It's just like the Haskell fellow who I try to tell everybody about the underwear bomber. It's a farce.
It's admitted the State Department 2 months after we broke it with witnesses on the plane. The U.S. government got him on the plane without a visa, without a passport. Like, I mean, it's...
People don't want to listen. It's amazing how their heads are so far up their ear. And
I hear you. I got to jump, Mark, but call me back when you're ready to talk. Look, it's simple. It just came out last week in mainstream news that the guy they said did the anthrax didn't. We told you that years ago. It just came out last week again in major British news that it was true that the government covered up what happened on 7/7 and it was a British intelligence officer running the attacks. They got a bunch of Muslim guys who were part of the government to think they were doing a drill and they blew them up. See, they have government anti-terror drills that go all the time. And 99% of them are real drills. But then one day they give them real backpacks. And most people that are involved don't know. I mean, again, you've got to study black ops, cloak and dagger. Our government's been taken over. Our government wants to destroy the republic. The so-called government is a bunch of rich robber barons that want to be able to rob all of us and use us as their political slaves. So they stage terror attacks and then hype up the fear when you got a better chance dying from a honeybee sting than being killed by terrorists to give up all your rights. It's so obvious. Back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. We don't have a local AM and FM. Listen at InfoWars.com. Free podcast goes up after every show within 10 minutes. Great job to the crew. Get out there and expose the terrorist and defend liberty regardless.